fourth hour, ladies and gentlemen, here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sundays at 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm doing a special Saturday show coming up this weekend from 4 to 5 p.m. I'm thinking about doing a special one-hour show, but definitely I'll be live from 8 to midnight. I've been thinking about doing one in the middle of the day, but I'm not sure, but definitely live 8 to midnight. I may even do a morning one, but who knows what's going to happen. We'll definitely be there during that time for you. Richard Gage is coming up, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We're not just going to be covering some of the basic science of how the globalists blew the buildings up and Building 7, but the police state they've set up afterward, the sagas, the tribulations Richard Gage has been through, that is coming up. Some of the news that I have here in front of me, and I'm going to do this at the end of the show today because I promised to do this. We're going to take some time out to cover it. Marines bringing combat training to Indy, and it says U.S. Marine helicopters will land at the old Eastgate Consumer Mall, Brookside Park, and other Indianapolis locations. And then down here it says, we don't want anybody thinking there's an invasion happening or we've declared martial law or something like that, though that's in all the government documents and in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And in my film Road to Tyranny, I interview Marine commanders who said they trained in the 80s and actually raided U.S. citizens' homes. And they've already fully integrated in for martial law. It says the Marines will practice firing weapons, conducting patrols, running vehicle checkpoints, and they run real ones. They will come up to real citizens with the police. They'll initiate it. Then troops, about training the troops to engage the American people. Totally illegal. Says vehicle checkpoints, reacting to ambushes, and employing non-lethal weapons, according to a statement. That means they're going to have role players out there screaming, "I'm an American, oh no, not the camp." And since we're doing, this is the last 15 minutes of the show, I'll be able to play a clip from Road to Tyranny. I was going to play it off YouTube. Why do that? Why not? The DVD's in there. And we'll just cue that up to that point. It's like 2 hours in. It's a 2-hour, 40-minute film. And we'll just play that on air for everybody from here and comment on it. So that is coming up, the most important news. I want to get the Czech president, Klaus, on. I thought of that this morning. I forgot to tell my producers. I'll just do that on air. All the other shows can try to compete with us and try to get him before we do, and I'll be just as happy if you do get him, by the way. I'll try to make you not be a bunch of lazy sloths out there to actually get some good guests. So I always throw out who I'm going to have on to give you a, you know, kind of a head start. Because all I care about is fighting the New World Order. I hope you get Klaus on. I haven't tried yet. I want the Czech president. In fact, I want everybody listening in Czechoslovakia to call his office and tell him we're good. We agree with him, and we want him on. It's amazing what he's come out and said. He says environmentalism is not really about taking care of the environment. I don't mean what the well-meaning general public believes it is, and that's what he says. But for the elite, it is world government, total control, a form of tyranny. Czech President Klaus said today he is ready to debate Al Gore about global warming, and he, as he presented the English version of his latest book, that argues environmentalism poses a threat to basic human freedoms. I many times try to talk to the public, exchange of views with him, and he's not too much willing to make such a conversation, Klaus said, so I'm ready to do it. Klaus was speaking at the National Press Building in Washington to present his new book, Blue Planet in Green Shackles. And that's it. Total police control, total prison for everybody, total carbon footprint, global tax. You got to swipe your card, everything you buy being tracked. I mean, hey, we got somebody coming on next week in Britain about to have that passed. Kind of guess we're bringing you. And then I tell the neocon listeners this, and they go, "That ain't true. That's not going to happen." Oh, I just read it in UN official meetings. They're not even secret in 2000. Everything I say comes true. All of it. Why? I'm reading official policy reports. In 96, they said the NSA was taking over the phone companies. Entire floors. Everything's wired through them. Of course, then it came out later that whole floors of all the phone companies are NSA. It was admitted in the Telecommunications Act, like everything else.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he's the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's Richard Gage. He is a degreed architect engineer. And he's gotten, I don't know, last time I talked to him, 300 architects and engineers assigned him to his group. I don't know what it is now. He is a big part of our new film, Truth Rising. You can see the full interview at PrisonPlanet.tv we did with him. Clips of that are all over the web. One of the more popular interviews he's done. Covers a lot of the basic info. We're getting to some of how they blew the towers up and why they did it and new evidence that's come out and how they're trying to debunk things and how they've now gotten peer-reviewed studies and gotten things published in peer-reviewed publications that are very prestigious. The globalists always move the goalposts. They say, you have no engineers or architects or physicists, then we have hundreds and thousands total. And then, well, now you don't have any studies. Well, now they're not peer-reviewed. Well, now it's not a super prestigious. Well, it's super prestigious, but, you know, just on and on. Or they'll lie and say NIST says fire did it, or the tank blew up, or the building fell into it. And no, NIST says it's none of those. None of those. Go read the report. The liars think that you won't go read it. Or they think you're so dumb, they'll show you a report, the cover of it, and say it says one thing when it doesn't really say that inside and say we're lying. I mean, they resort to every form of lying you can imagine. The good news here, though, is that we're winning. In every poll and every number on every front, the New World Order is in deep trouble. And they're trying to say, the White House, that it's a conspiracy theory. The White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan has said they lied about the war and premeditatedly staged it all in propaganda. That is actually a whitewash itself. It's all come out in documents. It's all been admitted. We've covered it, that they staged the whole deal and lied about uranium and yellow cake and tubes. And CIA reports said they don't have weapons. They're not a threat. Bush would falsify it and hold it up to say it says he's a threat and has nukes. Every lie you can imagine. So you guys are blown. Now, I know you've devalued the dollar and you own everything. You got a military and police that will follow orders. But that's about all you got. I mean, you got all the wealth and your trillions in your bank accounts and you got your whole system, but the people know you're terrorists. They know you're murderers. They know you carried out the attacks. They know you killed a million Iraqis. You want to kill a million Iranians. They know what you're doing. And so, and they know it's both parties. And this is the first time in our history that people have known that both parties are full of bull. So we now go to Richard Gage. Richard, first off, tell me, you're going to be in Chicago, then get into how big the group's gotten, some of the things you're up to. I want to get into the feds having congressional meetings and showing Al-Qaeda training tapes and cutting to you and your website as if it's connected. Just a lot of insane demonization going on. Good to have you on, Richard Gage.
Thank you, Alex. It's fantastic to be here again with you, as always. I am just delighted. We have almost 400, actually, that by this time we might have tipped over the 400 mark, architects and engineers demanding a new investigation of the three World Trade Center high-rise collapses on 9/11 based on the overwhelming evidence for controlled demolition of these three buildings. And, of course, most people don't even know there was a third. Your listeners know. They're unique among radio talk show host listeners out there. But in case there's somebody who doesn't know, there was a third building that day that came down into virtually its own footprint at free fall speed, and we talk about that 47-story skyscraper. We'll be talking about it and the Twin Towers collapse in Chicago on this Friday, May 30th, 7 p.m., at the Student Center East at the University of Illinois, University of Chicago. Anyway, 750 South Halsted. There's a $7 admission or something like that. So we want everybody to fly to Chicago for this, if you can. Otherwise, I'll be in Minneapolis, and probably I think August 1st we're looking at, and I'll be in Phoenix June 28th. And we have an interesting debate with Mark Roberts that's going to play. We're going to air that on June 18th. He's one of the so-called debunkers of the 9/11 truth movement. So that's going to be very interesting. But we're not stopping. I've spoken now since we launched our website 1 year ago on Memorial Day. We've done 50 presentations in 36 cities to groups of 100 to 600 people, and it just doesn't stop. Every architect or engineer that sees this information, once they get to the presentation, it's laid out for them. We talk about the microspheres, the tons of pulverized concrete, the dust, the free fall speed of the collapse of all of these buildings, almost free fall. We have no floors found at the bottom of the Twin Towers. It goes on and on and on. It's just so obvious that they do see it, they do sign up, and we're expecting 1,000 architects and engineers by 9/11/2008. And we will present that in a major way on that date to Congress and to major press releases. We're very, very excited about that. The momentum just continues. We now host on our membership Arizona State Senator Karen Johnson, who I think has been on your show as well, Alex. She is a real beacon for truth and light. She is bringing us, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, to the Arizona State Assembly, where we will be speaking to the other 40 Republican senators directly for 1 hour.
Wow, that's exciting. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's a big breakthrough, and I think it's just the beginning. I see this summer as the summer that breaks 9/11 into mainstream. I can't tell you where that's coming from so much, but
let me give you some indicators. We've had all these big celebrities going public, actress of the year, Oscar winner. We've got Governor Ventura going public, icon Willie Nelson, so loved. We've had all these other prominent people. I mean, Tommy Chong. I mean, the list goes on and on. German defense ministers coming public. You know, high-level people in the Japanese parliament going public. Exponentially, the polls showing more and more people understanding it. All this mainstream news about other staged government terror attacks. The Chicago Tribune admitting Israel premeditatedly attacked USS Liberty. Of course, to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. Now, top CIA people coming out and saying that's why they were doing it. Of course, I'm concurring with myself because I interviewed the admirals and people on board the ship. That's what they've always said. It wasn't about a massacre to cover up some massacre that Ariel Sharon had done. That was a diversion. It was about a nuclear war, Soviet Union, starting with their satellite, Egypt at the time. I mean, it really is coming out. I mean, it really, you can feel it. That's why my new film that you're in, Truth Rising, that's going to be released July 4th at PrisonPlanet.tv and will ship on DVD July 4th. It's now been sent off to be mass duplicated this morning. That is all happening. So truth is rising, Richard Gage. Now, I want to hear you talk about another subject before we get back into your ball game and what you want to talk about, because I've got you here because I want to talk about what happened 6-7 months ago. You got the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Now, the ADL front group out there mixing in 9/11 truth groups, architects and engineers for 9/11 truth was one of them, in between Al-Qaeda tapes and Adam Gadon, the ADL head's grandson who dresses up and plays Al-Qaeda, and it's come out the videos are fake. I mean, this is too insane.
They know the guy?
Oh,
they
absolutely.
They know the guy? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's all come out as fake. It's coming out everywhere, both in video analysis and but that's another issue. I mean, the point here is, yeah, and it's the grandson of the head of the ADL, the guy doing it, who would go and beat up Arabs on the street. He hated him so much. I mean, this is a complete fraud. But this is how he can hurt Arabs as much as possible, is by posing as one, as a Wahhabist. Meanwhile, the government's using the Wahhabist to attack Iran, saying Iran are Wahhabist. I mean, it's I can't get over it. But you have been attacked. 9/11 Truth has been attacked. I know you guys called them, wanted to have them retract it. What happened? First, break down what happened, the Violent Radicalization Act, how they want to restrict us, how they're saying we're terrorists, and what it's like to be named in Congress to have you. They must be threatened by your group.
I suppose so. What we had is the the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Homegrown Terrorism. It's called they had this presentation called the Using the Web as a Weapon, the Internet as a Tool for Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism. This was on November 6th before Representative Jane Harman, who's heavily involved, by the way, in the defense industry, as our own Senator Barbara Boxer's husband is, et cetera, et cetera. But they have this statement in this presentation in which they're trying to sell the Senate bill, well, at the time House Bill 1955, now Senate Bill 1959, and it's the Homegrown Terrorism Act and Violent Radicalization. They have this five-minute presentation from Mark Weitzman of the Simon Wiesenthal Center in which our website, just a group of architects and engineers looking at the science-based forensic evidence, you know, of the three World Trade Center high-rise collapses. That's all we're doing. You can see it right there on AE911truth.org. Pretty innocent little website, but there it is, sandwiched before all the congressmen between these jihadi militant websites, Taliban, and he even uses the words while our website is up. And finally, we end with a site that literally talks about the bombing of soon, the attack on Manhattan. We don't know.
And by the way, we also know that was in a written color report they gave them with your site and group in it. And we know the State Department attacks us and others. No, the individuals that are using these attacks to take our liberties, they are the terrorists. And I know the terrorists are upset, Richard, that you're exposing them.
Well, and they actually call us in general in the 9/11 truth movement anti-Semites.
Richard, stay there. The only place to hear what you're about to hear is online at InfoWars.com. Everybody else will be back in 4 minutes. Richard, stay there. We're going to talk to the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now who are seeing this, and for all the InfoWars stream listeners. Just flip over to those streams, folks. You want to hear this right now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you.
Okay, Richard, Gage, Architects, Engineers, Shrine11Truth.com, or org. Let's right now get back into, not only are they demonizing 9/11 Truth, you're a group who is just scientifically not even saying who blew the towers up, or the Building 7. You're just saying, man, ejecting steel 500 feet, turned into dust, blown in little pieces, all the explosives residue, we better investigate this. And then they run up saying, why do you love Hitler? When you're not talking about Israel, you're not talking about Jews, you're not talking about Keebler elves or clockwork elves, you are talking about these buildings were blown up. That's pretty suspicious, isn't it?
It really, really is. We're concerned about being drawn into and called, you know, anti-Semitic and so forth. We're just architects and scientists and building professionals. And here I think I can address this by pointing out that the physics of 9/11 is not anti-Semitic, and that is all we are talking about. I wrote to Mark Weitzman, our constitutional republic was founded upon the fundamental right to ask questions, demand answers, and to seek truth and justice. This is all that we in the 9/11 truth movement are seeking. Of all people and of all organizations, you, Mark Weitzman, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who highlight the virtue of tolerance, should be honoring our right to ask these questions, not branding us as terrorists or anti-Semites.
Yeah, I thought Nazis. I thought it was the Nazis that wanted to restrict free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, we're fighting Nazism.
That seems like a close parallel, yeah. Your behavior, I tell him, reeks of the McCarthyism of the 1950s and is totally unacceptable to me, our members, and all Americans who cherish the First Amendment. Regarding this anti-Semitism noted in your letter, we too abhor bigotry in all its forms and have distanced ourselves from those few in the 9/11 truth movement who have engaged in it. But anti-Semitism has nothing to do with our website or the science of the destruction of the three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11 to which it's dedicated. The scientific method is nonpartisan, apolitical, and a transparent process. Scientists defend their positions in public based on accepted, defensible processes. While reports put forth by the government and others have labored in vain to explain away the massive scientific evidence for controlled demolition left behind in the rubble, the witness testimony, the videos, we at AE 9/11 Truth have simply collected, assembled, and structured it in a way which enables everyone to understand it easily. Simon Wiesenthal was a paragon for seeking the truth, however hard and difficult it might have been. The Simon Wiesenthal Center should be honoring our right to publish technical information and encourage fact-based forensic inquiry into the three largest structural failures in U.S. history, not branding us as inciters of terrorism. Tolerance arises from understanding, and understanding from direct experience. In this light, we'd like to meet with you and your board and staff to present to you the specific concerns documented at AE 9/11 Truth regarding the science of these collapses. We'd like to learn from you what you perceive as so threatening so as to deem it necessary to warn Congress about us. By understanding each other's concerns, we will strengthen our mutual resolve to work toward the creation of a more truthful and tolerant society. And we ask to meet with them, which they have never responded to.
Oh, they never do. Now, you guys have gotten so many other engineers. You said over 400. There's all these other physicists, scientists, underwriting laboratories people. I mean, the evidence, NIST admits that they're having to look at bombs in the buildings now. We have all these firefighters saying, yeah, they're going to blow it up, get back. We've been told get back. And no, don't misrepresent us, 9/11 debunkers, truth debunkers. We're not saying the firefighters did it. They were compartmentalized and told to get back. So don't try to misrepresent again. We believe it was a demolition team, some controlled demolition company, that did it. And it would only take about 100 people to do it.
Well, there are witnesses also of sounds of explosions at the base of Building 7. Kevin McPadden, former Air Force search and rescue officer, discusses hearing these sounds of explosions that shook the ground. And then the building came down. In fact, prior to that, a couple of seconds, he heard a radio in the hands of a Red Cross worker.
Yeah, a countdown.
Where he heard a countdown.
And they said, run for your lives. Yeah. They said, run for your lives. 3, 2, 1, yeah.
I don't know why he would have said that. But fires don't respond to countdowns. It just doesn't happen like that.
Well, the reason he said that is the firefighters were all pulling out, the police were pulling out, and the volunteer EMTs were going, why is everybody running? And the guy's like, hold on. He's got the thing, and he's like, just run for your lives, all right? Listen. And then he let them hear it, and they all start running. Because, you know, the firefighters and police weren't involved. They told them, get back, building coming down. And then they heard the countdown, which is admitted. They kept saying during the news, well, they may bring that building down. I actually heard that on ABC News in my car that day. They're thinking about bringing down the Solomon Brothers building for safety concerns. But see, they don't want an investigation about that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I was making the point to Richard Gage during the break behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that the debunkers, they have been making fun of the fact that Richard Gage's wife left him over all of this. They call up threatening other people at their homes. They post the tapes online. They're very proud of themselves. Every dirty trick, every form of lying, every form of threat. I had them call up and threaten to call CPS on my kids. And then they're mad that I threatened them back and said, I'm going to have to sue you. And they posted something else about it the other day. I mean, just if the CPS shows up at my house, you will be sued. Okay, you understand, you bastard? I think I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I'm just tired. I even know who this person is. But the point is you know, these are the type of threats we get from the big 9/11 debunkers. Now, some of them we know are government agents and on the government payroll. When it comes out that 9/11 is an inside job, when it comes out, just like it's come out, the Liberty was staged, now declassified mainstream news, just like it came out, Gulf of Tonkin was staged, but this was 3,000 people you killed. Those of you that debunked and covered up, and when your bank accounts get checked, and it gets shown that you were involved in taking government money for this, you're going to go to prison. You understand? You're going to go to prison. Because your threats, your lies, your intimidation, all the crap you've pulled It's not funny that Richard Gage's wife left him. It's not funny those towers were blown up and all those people died. It's not funny that you threatened me. And look, it's going to come out. I know in my gut the new order's coming down. It may take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, but we're going to haul your butt out of your house. You're going to go before a grand jury, and you're going to get indicted, and you're going to go to prison. What do you say to them apples, Richard Gage?
I find that comforting, Alex. It'll be a nice switch around. It's the people that are telling the truth are so in the minority, speaking out. There's so few of us, and we're working so hard and against such great odds against this media complicity and silence and
I've had them call up and say, I'm going to file a false report and have your children taken. And I'm just like, my God. I go, you're actually telling me this to my face. And I go, go ahead and do your crime. I know the cops aren't going to do anything, but you're going to pay. Don't make me spend $30,000 to sue you. And they just can't control them. I've had to do this a couple other times. You think I like having to go build a case, drag you through the mud, make you hire lawyers? Just, you know, folks, give me a bunch of money because I want to sue a bunch of people too. And I'm not litigious. It's not even for money. When I sue them, it isn't even for money. It's to make them hire lawyers to hurt them back. I am sick of being messed with. I'm sick of the harassment, and I'm not going to be pushed around anymore, Richard.
Good. I don't have the same set of experiences, fortunately, yet. I hope I don't. I don't know what I'll do if I do.
Well, Richard, I'm just
sure
getting real with my audience. I was at the dinner table with my grandmother and my parents last night for a party, and I just started saying what I really thought about other issues. I mean, I'm going to just start saying what I really think and what's really going on behind the scenes here, because listeners need to know the kind of stuff we go through every day. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think they do, because I'm now at the presentations. I'm having to make sure people are aware that we cannot save this country by continuing to drain the equity in our home and having to sell it by ourselves. You know, the few leaders in the 9/11 truth movement must be supported by those of your listeners and those who come to the presentations. We have a lot of work to do, and it is very expensive to produce new informational products to wake up the American people. It's very expensive to put ads in paper, and we rarely break even on these presentations. We're not financially successful. Now, maybe we're not the best business people. I don't know about you, but we need a lot of help. And people can go to our website if they really want to help, and click the become a sustaining member button. I mean, for as little as $10 a month, people can make a huge difference in this organization, which is at the forefront, along with Stephen Jones and David Ray Griffin and yourself and others, because we have the necessary credibility with those architects and engineers. And when we have 1,000, and we won't get to 1,000 without the help of your members, we will turn heads in Congress, but we've got to have the support. So I hear that too.
Yeah, well, I also want to point out that every day I have people like yourself on and then try to be a aircraft carrier for everybody else so that people then go support you. That's what I do. I have hundreds of people on every month and try to get my listeners to support them. I know my listeners can't support everybody. That's why we need to grow this audience, because that's all this is a launch pad. You know, the other organizations and groups and things and churches that do other things, they just tell you, feel good, don't be politically involved, do what the government says, and only give money to this ministry. I don't do that. I've never asked for money in the past. I've had told everybody to give money to everybody else. Now I'm saying support me, because I need to be able to defend myself from lawsuits if they happen. I need to be able to protect my own family by suing people. Believe me, I don't want to waste my time doing it, but sometimes I just have to. I need to be able to pay for a Zogby poll to get major attention on something or on 9/11. I need to be able to get a bigger office, better bandwidth, better cameras, fly somewhere to cover something, to get media coverage. I mean, you know, we are having an effect, and we do need support. That's why the InfoWars Money Bomb is coming up Saturday. And I'm asking everybody I've supported, even other talk show hosts and other people I've, and other groups, to come on. And, you know, G. Edward Griffin, who I got him thousands of new members to his Freedom Force, I'm asking him to come on and support me. Because, you know, I am really a nexus point, this radio show is, and we need people's support. And we need it as fast as possible. Absolutely. Richard, you've got the floor for a few minutes. Get into some of the basic science of what happened.
You got it. And that is our mission and our goal, to raise awareness with the architecture and engineering community and all others, actually. And that's what we'll be doing in Chicago at 7 p.m. this Friday night at the University of Chicago. And we're going to be talking about the fact that in the Twin Towers, we're told that there's this 15-story section of building that crushes the rest of the building and at free fall speed, and crushing 80,000 tons of structural steel as if it didn't even exist underneath this section. Well, there's a few problems with it, other than the fact that it violates the laws of physics. There is no 15-story section up there. It's destroyed itself in about 2 or 3 seconds. It has decomposed into nothing, and then after that, what we see is the building tearing itself apart at free fall speed. We have asymmetrical damage from the airplane up above, but all the videos from down below show equal bands of explosions traveling down the building in about 10 seconds. It's very clearly sets of explosions that were heard by 118 firefighters that we finally learned about in August of 2005. Who were recorded by their chief fire commissioner. They talk about flashes of light, sounds of explosions at the onset of both of these collapses in the towers. They talk about this debris being expelled out prior to the building coming down. And this debris is expelled at 70 to 100 miles per hour and lands 600 feet away from the tower's perimeter, some of these 4 and 20 ton wall units. Well, that takes about the same energy as to fire a 200 pound cannonball 3 miles. So where's that energy coming from? Where's the energy coming from to pulverize 90,000 tons of concrete to a fine powder, much of which is smaller than the human hair? Where does the energy come from to produce tons of molten metal that's seen by the first responders and even the World Trade Center structural engineer Leslie Robertson himself, who said at a conference in October of 2001, as of 21 days after the attack, molten steel was still running? Well, it turns out not to be molten steel. It's a different product. It's molten iron. Where did tons of molten iron come from? You know, it doesn't have chromium in it. This is iron. Molten iron is the byproduct of thermite, a high-tech incendiary used to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So it turns out that the ends of the beams that are ejected out of these twin towers, FEMA finds that they're partially evaporated, that they have the evidence of intergranular melting, oxidation, sulfidation. This doesn't happen by fires. Normal office fires are 1,400 degrees maximum, and even jet fuel doesn't burn any hotter than that, like desks, chairs, carpeting, etc. So where does the temperature come to melt from to melt steel, which takes up to 2,700 degrees before it even begins to melt?
Richard Gage, we've got to leave it right there. People can find out more about your Chicago and other appearances at your websites. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and thank you for the great job you're doing. And as soon as we have some pre-DVDs burned in the next few weeks, we don't even have them yet, we'll be able to send you out an advanced copy of 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Thank you for spending time with us.
Can't wait to see it. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Great having you on. Richard Gage, what a great person. It really does disgust me, the little celebrations they have about his wife leaving him over this stuff. And it's not because he believes it's an inside job, she said. It's because she just doesn't like the threats, the calls, she wants her life. Hey, I don't want to deal with this. Well, you don't deal with this, you get Nazi Germany, you get Soviet Russia. Oh, I said something bad about Nazis. I'll have the ADL saying I'm bad now. Marines, now, let me shift gears. Marines bringing combat training to Indy, Indianapolis Star. We don't want anyone thinking that there's an invasion happening or that we declared martial law or something like that, Fletcher said, the local emergency manager who the Marines are being integrated and merged into. It goes on, our aim in Indianapolis is to expose our Marines to realistic scenarios and stress posed by operating in an actual urban community. It then goes on. Our aim in Indianapolis is to expose our Marines to realistic scenarios and stresses posed by operating in an actual urban community, thereby increasing their proficiency in built-up areas, said Colonel Mark J. Denson's, commander of the 26th MEU. And he goes on to say, we'll be in residential areas. Residents of many areas can expect to see helicopters flying overhead, military vehicles on the roads, and Marines patrolling on foot, Denson said. And then it goes on. From there, the Marines will practice firing weapons, conducting patrols, running vehicle checkpoints, reacting to ambushes, and employing non-lethal weapons, according to the statement. And it goes on to say that the police will be working with them at local schools and other things. Okay, I've been to these drills. I didn't know what they were when I was told I needed to go to them. I ran into police chiefs who they tried to bribe with buckets of bags of cash. I ran into emergency managers who were who'd been in Army intelligence, so they were let in to be told we're training for gun confiscation sometime in the future. I went to urban warfare drills with thousands of troops, foreign troops, role players saying, I'm an American, no, not the camp. I've got about 9 hours, four films covering this. I mean, it's not me, it's the video of it happening and the documents. Of Army, Marines, others engaging in all manners of crime without violating the posse comitatus, using the military on the American people, calling it drills, pulling over real buses 9 hours late, searching their bus for 9 hours, not letting them know it's a drill while they freak out, taking people to jail, arresting people on the side of the highway. The police come over, stop your car, then they let the Marines feed on you. And it's not, quote, training. The cops are so dumb they don't know this. It's in all the documents. But the higher-ups all know what they're doing. It's to acclimate the police, the military, the public, everybody. But all that aside, instead of debating this, the documents are now out that illegally back in the 80s, the Marines were doing gun confiscations already with the police. I mean, this isn't, quote, again, you'll hear him say they would call it training, but then it was real. Now, this was when it was a total felony to do this. It's still illegal, but they've watered it down somewhat. So this is your government committing crime, the military running operations quietly against the American people. You hear about the Pentagon spying on peace groups, spying on anti-corruption groups. You know, they're involved everywhere now. High treason, they're the enemy, they're the terrorist. Do I hate our average military? No. I realize how they've been used and controlled. So here's a few minutes from Road to Tyranny. This guy gave me all his documents, all his credentials, photos of it all. We didn't show it in the film. We then show other secret documents, some of which haven't been declassified yet, some of which have been, in the film. But people should watch Road to Tyranny because we show you how they carried out 9/11 in Oklahoma City and the first World Trade Center attack and now what they're doing. Here it is.
Caller homes. One was a warehouse facility.
Later on in life, you got out of the Marine Corps, you got into law enforcement. Is that when you started asking questions once you learned more?
I don't know why that DVD... it doesn't matter. I try my hardest around here, and it just doesn't happen. You know what? John actually has the audio queued up at the network. Play it from 33 minutes in from that clip I sent you, John. We'll just do this the old-fashioned way. Okay? John, you got that audio? Okay, go ahead and roll it.
Our team was in Swansboro, North Carolina, back in 2000. In February of 2002, two Special Forces trainees were killed by a sheriff's deputy. You ask why? They were trying to disarm him. They were trying to take over local law enforcement. This is the new type of training that our military are being given to overthrow the civilian government, the elected government, right here in the United States. And shockingly enough, there were actually two cases of this in the same week in North Carolina where they were being trained to overthrow the civilian government.
Sir, to your right also.
This looks like a gaggle, Mr. Wright. Get these lines
Let's straight. Let's go! Out. Straighten it out. Just to your right. Is your group ready? So you're sir.
Sir, group prepared, ready to go, sir.
Every day in America, militarized SWAT teams kill innocent people, and they're rarely held accountable. More often, they kill their own officers. And still they're not held accountable. What's happening in America? How do they become so militarized? We interviewed a former Marine Corps officer who in 1989, while he was in the Marine Corps, was serving search warrants on American citizens' homes and businesses.
To start at the beginning for us, a little bit about your past, how you first got involved in the military, and some of the things you did, and then later in life, some of the questions that you started raising yourself after you've been a police officer.
Okay. I started out, I joined the Marines, tested real high on the ASVAB, which is the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery. Did real well in that and was an MP, 5800 Military Police. From that, I was sent over to various duty stations. I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take
the show with the rest of this. I mean, this is the illegal government sneaking around, running our lives, doing whatever they want. They're all around you. They do what they want. They own you and your family. They're getting ready to make you their slaves. Just watch. Watch it happen. The military is now run by foreign banks.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Got the big money bomb coming up Saturday. We'll see if Ron Paul only gets grace for the big bucks, or can we go to the next level of fighting the New World Order? You know, I wanted to come on air today and go through hours of evidence about the military takeover. I mean, I know there is a slow motion, deliberate, public, admitted plan for complete martial law, gun confiscation, slave labor camps. Just, this country is going to be such a hell pit, you're not going to believe it. A lot of Americans think they're part of the elite. We're killing the Iraqis, taking their oil. Hey, idiot, you're having your stuff taken, too. You're being fed on. You're not a predator. You're not on the top, even if you think you are. I mean, there's nothing more pathetic than these evil people who think they've got power. You're low-level little goblins, little skinny, pathetic, I mean, in the spiritual sense, little snot-nosed, pathetic, maggot-covered, rotten, about-to-fall-over-dead maggot goblins who think they're one of these big, giant Tyrannosaurus New World Order demons. No, you're not part of the millions dead and the power and the darkness, okay? You're just like kind of a slimy maggot grease for the New World Order system, okay, scum? Let's go ahead and play some more of this Marine captain who was in private industry when I met him here, but he gave me all the documents about how they were engaged in these illegal activities against the U.S. citizenry. Here it is.
Okay. I started out, I joined the Marines, tested real high on the ASVAB, which is the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery. Did real well in that and was an MP, 5800 military police. From that, I was sent over to various duty stations. I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take part in joint military police and civilian police exercises.
We've seen the urban warfare training all across the country, the black helicopters, the special forces in cities, and it seems like it's been ratcheted up in the last 5 years from just basic training to actual live fire in city streets. What type of relationship did you have with law enforcement when you were in the Marine Corps?
Very cohesive. There's a lot of interaction. 1988 and 1989, like I told prior, I helped assist in 3 search warrants. A lot of entry team operations, giving civilian law enforcement advice and critiquing how they're doing that to raid such as crack houses or supposed terrorist organizations as far as multiple entry points of a home, whether it be through the roof, the windows, in front door, or a combination of all at the same time.
So you were actively, as a member of the United States Marine Corps active duty, out with civilian law enforcement serving search warrants to homes?
That's correct. Right. There weren't missions, they were called exercises, but it was actual with real, what we call combatants, real live. It was the real deal, helping execute search warrants. Late 80s, I've actually been on point with an MP5, and I was not in a police uniform. I had a police flak vest on and a police jacket and black BDUs.
And these were obviously drug dealers?
One, maybe.
What were the other raids concerning?
Pawn shop owners. One of them was a pawn shop owner, and the other was for a joint working with ATF.
As a member of the Marine Corps, David, you're telling us you raided a civilian business with the BATF going after guns?
It was the business owner's home.
Oh, the business owner's home.
Okay, good job, John. Good job, Bob. Good job to my whole team, Trey, Eddie, on the producing. Thanks to all the guests, everybody else. So, illegally, secretly, 89, Marines raiding gun shops, gun homes, gun owners' homes. Okay, you saw New Orleans. You know what they want to do. You know what they're trained to do. These Marine Corps drills are to take over your town. They will be arresting citizens. God bless you all. Retransmission starts right now at InfoWars.com. Credible 4 hours about to re-air, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.